This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello. Thank you for going to the Les Schwab Twires.
Twires?
I don't know. Hello. We appreciate you going to the Les Schwab.
Why can't you say tires?
Vive Clicquot. It's the same
thing. Just say tires.
Where do we pick up from? Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sinner and the Saint podcast. I'm Luke Anderson.
I'm Will Darkins, and this is sponsored by Les Schwab Tires. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yep. Enjoy.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Kids, happy Saturday. Pretty pumped up about the U.S. Open. Let's go, DJ.
DJ?
Dustin Johnson.
Oh, that's his nickname?
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one.
Is there a lamer top golfer right now than Dustin Johnson?
Are you kidding me? He has a coke problem. He's great. And he's got Paulina Gretzky.
Did you make that up? He doesn't have a coke problem.
No, he left and there was rumors that it may have been a problem with drugs.
I'm listening.
Yeah, you didn't know about this? Yeah,
he took a
hiatus from golf. I can't say that it was blow because I don't know. But yeah, might have been the booger sugar that got him disappearing from golf for a little while.
I'm confused, though. How did you get to the conclusion of coke? Was this just a rumor you made up, or is this one you read in a magazine?
I read a lot of magazines to prepare for the show.
Do you?
Yeah, I try to get my bi-weekly publications.
Avoid sent right the internet?
The oh, the internet. That's not where you get your source. No. Listen, the internet's full of rumors and speculation. I go to magazines, and I sit there and I go through them. I test out the cologne samples, and
Does your living room look like a doctor's office?
Oh, of course it does. Yeah. I leave all the old ones out, and I tear the address labels off so people don't have to deal with those. It's very much a dentist's office.
Did you just find out the Warriors won the NBA Finals?
just now. The Sports Illustrated just came out with the photos of it.
I was reading.
I don't trust the TV.
Reading before the show.
We're making fun of this because we were listening to Dari and Mel this morning.
And they had Booger on.
Yeah, Booger's on.
Oh, Booger McFarland.
Hey, Booger. Booger's in there, and he's talking about the World Cup. And he's like, I was really excited about Spain because I was reading all these articles in all of these magazines. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
He goes, well, no, I was getting caught up on my World Cup. I was reading some magazines. It's like, dude, you have a computer. I'm going to assume you have internet access where you could get caught up by reading whatever article. Why are you going to magazines to get caught up on the World Cup?
This is what I need to know. It's like, if you need moment-by-moment breaking news coverage, magazines.
Yes.
Wait for it to be published.
But who the hell orders magazines anyway anymore?
Dentists and doctors. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, who else?
And how do nudie magazines even stay in
they
in publication?
Don't. I think they stopped.
Because you didn't, can get that on the internet now, you know.
Wait, what now?
Yes.
Wait, you need...
There's naked people having sex on the internet. You don't need a magazine anymore.
How do we find this?
Well, go on your work computer and type it in.
But it needs to be my work computer.
Well, it generally works better if it's on your work computer.
Yeah, because you've got more bandwidth.
Well, yeah.
That makes sense. All right, yeah, faster.
Plus, you don't have to muddy up your home computer with viruses.
That's a good point.
I got actually pretty scared the other day. I was in Prod 3.
Wait, what now?
Okay, so check this out.
Okay.
I was in Prod 3 the other day.
So Prod 3, for anybody listening, since this is not just a conversation between the two of us, it's one of our production
between
studios.
Between coworkers. Yeah. I was in there the other day on the computer, and I was doing some prospecting, looking at some local businesses. And I had, let me get my phone out real quick. I had taken this picture of a car that had a pretty interesting business name logo on it. Let me get this guy up here. Okay. It was ChromeGirlsExpresso.com. Right?
Wait, sorry, what now?
ChromeGirlsExpresso.com.
Oh, yeah, that's going to go
well.
Don't
look it up.
That's going to go well in a Google
search. Because I did, and it's topless chicks serving coffee.
So why would, I'm confused. Why would we not look this up?
Well, because it's topless chicks. Like, on the internet, you can see full boob, and they're serving coffee. Now, I don't know if that's bad. Like, I'm going to get knocked for that now. But that's a real business in Portland.
So, are you working with them?
I thought about calling them.
All right. Well, that sounds delightful.
Don't go to that website if you got kids in the room. I mean, go to the business if you need coffee and a better day.
So 7 minutes to derail the show this week, Will. Congratulations.
It's pretty PR.
Fantastic. Hey, I want you to listen to something. We talked about your business this week. And
oh, my God. They're talking about us.
They're going to get a big spike in internet traffic.
No way a woman owns that business. No way.
There's a way.
I mean, there's a way. Yeah. But that has to be some guy's idea. Either that or a very intelligent woman who is like, I'm just going to flood the market here.
We should probably just stop you from talking right now. Right. There are many of our listeners, as you know, that tune in, and this is their only source of sports that they have for the entire week. So we've made a promise to our listeners, and we'll catch them up on anything that they may have missed in the last week of sports in a segment we call In Case You Missed It. This week, there were two championship parades. The first was Golden State Warriors celebrating their third championship in 4 years. It was highlighted by a shirt-deficient Swaggy P. Just another reminder of how much better the Warriors are than the Cavs. Look, LeBron, we have a J.R. Smith, too, but we're so good we don't have to play him 9 minutes.
Ah!
Not my favorite parade. My favorite parade has been the Washington Capitals. It's not really the team parade that I'm into. It's the one-man frat party that has been Alexander Ovechkin since winning his first NHL title. After a very rough week with OV, a severely hungover Stanley Cup was spotted at a DC area Walgreens buying Rainberry Gatorade, extra strength Tylenol, and the morning after pill.
Anybody's even touching that guy?
What's that?
See his mouth?
Sorry, the laughter, the uproar of that. I didn't hear a word you said.
Yeah, that was a kiss sound effect.
Gotcha. Anyways.
Is anybody touching that guy? Like, in any, like, intimate way? Because his mouth is something scary.
Well, yeah, but also his relationship with the Stanley Cup has been yikes.
So you think that the Stanley Cup would glaze over anyone considering to sleep with him? Like, they would be like, wow, he's a Stanley Cup winner. And then he smiles and you go, do I really want to do this?
Doesn't he have a tooth that he throws in when he?
No. Well, obviously not, because I haven't seen him with full teeth.
I don't know. I don't follow him a lot. I don't follow his Instagram. I couldn't tell you exactly
what. He's been plastered all over TV.
Well.
Screaming and.
Yeah.
With his mouth open.
Oh, the mouth there. Oh, his mouth. The mouth.
He's mouthing.
I feel like he's probably a pretty good looking guy for Russia. No. I don't know. In case you missed it this week, Justified became the 13th horse to win the Triple Crown. How does this make you feel? So you play 15 years in the NFL. You win a couple Super Bowls. You sacrifice your knees, your back. Your brain turns to mush. And if, and only if, you're one of the best of the very best, they give you a gold jacket and a bronze head somewhere in Ohio. A horse wins three races, and he retires to a paradise for horses and paid tens of millions of dollars every time he has sex. Does that seem fair?
That sounds awesome.
I know. I'm saying the life of a horse.
Well, it's a risk, though, because then if you don't win, you turn into glue. Yeah. You're glue or your horse meat in Korea.
That's a fair point.
Is that correct?
I don't know.
No, that's dog meat. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think that's factually correct.
Wrong.
Side note from the Belmont Stakes. A little trivia question. Did you see that Rob Gronkowski put a bet on the horse named Gronkowski?
Yes, I did.
And did you see how much that bet was for?
How much?
$69. Thank you, Rob Gronkowski, being Rob Gronkowski, ladies and gentlemen. In case you missed it, Rafael Nadal won his 11th French Open.
Ooh, tennis.
I know you love tennis, but for me, I think that there's a problem when there's no great American stars in men's tennis.
I agree.
I think there's missing something.
Yeah.
The good news is, at least we have the World Cup.
Oh, now that's a World Cup slam.
Yeah.
It was. How dare you?
I went from, you know, Grand Slam tennis to World Cup slam.
I love how everybody's like, oh, it's such a travesty that America isn't very good at. It's like, you wouldn't watch it anyway.
I honestly, that's the only reason. Yes, I have watched before.
Okay, let me
ask
you this.
They do the World Cup every 4 years.
Let me ask you this.
Watch the group round, and then they don't proceed beyond that.
If the quality of the MLS was on par with Premier League, would you watch it? Would you seriously watch? Would you be a huge Timbers fan? Because you're not. I know you're not.
No, I'm not.
Would you watch it religiously, or even... however much you watch baseball or football, like the Seahawks.
I'm going to answer your question with another question.
Oh, that's great.
Well, listen, if the U.S. had the same passion that Europe has for the Premier League, would you watch? Because I think that's more of what it is. Because the people that talk Timbers, if we talk Timbers on this show, people will text in and go, shut up, you idiots, don't know who you're talking about. And the other half of people will go, nobody cares about soccer, shut up. So you can't win for talking about that. But if everybody is into it, I think you would naturally get into it. I'll use a friend of mine as an example that works for the University of Portland, Jason Bro, who's been on this show many times. When he went to University of Portland, he never had any interest in soccer, but both their men's and women's teams have done very well, and now he's a soccer fan because everybody at University of Portland cares about soccer. So I think you end up getting there. We'll get in the World Cup later. But we need to catch people up. In case you missed it this week, LeBron James says that the greatest achievement in the NBA would be playing with his own son. Or maybe try winning another championship. Can we do that? See if that's...
I don't know if that's so much a joke.
Like, how is that? Like, you just lost another NBA Finals. He's like, yeah, the best thing would be playing with my son.
Because he doesn't have anything else to do. Even if he wins another NBA title, he'll never be Michael Jordan.
It's very true. In case you missed it this week, Team USA U18 basketball started a game against Panama with a 45-0 lead.
I did see this. This was sad. Bill Self had to take out the starters with, 5 minutes in.
You kind of need to give Panama a pass, considering their country only has 4 million people and the U.S. has 325 million people. Oh, and Panama was busy qualifying for the World Cup. Panama has a team in the World Cup, and they cannot man a basketball court that can score a point.
They don't care about basketball.
The whole world cares about soccer without us.
That's kind of parallel to the whole men's tennis argument, right?
Yeah, it's the exact same.
Like, geez,
just a quick callback.
Yeah.
This week, we may have achieved the greatest sports trifecta of all time.
Okay.
Ronaldo got a hat trick, Dennis Rodman cried on CNN, and everyone got a free taco. That's
pretty good.
That's everything you need from sport.
Everybody brought up again Dennis Rodman's first interview on CNN. He had a few years back when he brought all those old retired NBA players to North Korea to play basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
And he sounded like a wrestler.
Oh, yeah, that? He said,
yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Let me tell you about North Korea.
I'm going to get that audio. That'll be fantastic.
And finally, in case you missed it this week, sources say that Kawhi Leonard is demanding a trade from San Antonio. He is apparently so upset that he nearly spoke. Oh, you like that one. You like that one. We'll start there. Kawhi Leonard. Very, very likely to be on the move quite soon. That is where we start the Sinner and the Saint next. This is 1080. The Fan.
No. I'm just saying. No, I don't give a shit. I'm the rat's ass what the hell you think. I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
This is the Sinner and the Saint on 1080 The Fan.
Ever heard of the band Steel Panther? Steel Panther is they're like half cover band, half parody band of like an 80s rockers, and they have it's a couple profane parody songs that they write, and then they do a bunch of Motley Crue and Poison covers, and they're all over LA. And when I live down there, you go to their shows, and they're like the Wild West. It's very much they try to bring you back into the 80s, but there's always celebrities that go to the shows. And when we were there, Dennis Rodman showed up and went up on stage and was fairly inebriated to the point where he had to be
drug
off by security. Just I mean, the whole idea of the show is that people make a fool of themselves, and the king of the fools, Dennis Rodman.
He'd be somebody I'd be scared to go out with.
Oh yeah, he's a total trip. Well, and that's the thing. He's very present too. Like, I mean, there's not a lot of people that live in LA or around LA that don't have a Dennis Rodman story.
Oh really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everybody. Like, you just go around and you just bump into him because he's always out there, just, you know, bottle of Jaeger in hand, like in his hip pocket, just hanging out.
You're talking about like he's you're talking about Dennis Rodman like he's just sitting out there in the middle of I-5, just waving his thing around, operating traffic.
Yeah,
like he's that noticeable.
He is. I'm telling you, man. There's not a lot of people that don't have a Dennis Rodman story. 55305. Send your Dennis Rodman story. We'll see how many we get. I'm just telling you.
See many fake ones.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'll take them. But there's a.
He was in my basement the other night.
So I'm there, and I hear a little scratching outside of my bedroom door, and it sounds like maybe a rodent of some kind.
What the dickens is that?
I turn on the right lights, and Dennis Rodman flees.
I said, get on in here.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you Dennis Rodman. Infestation. It was awful.
Kids are scared.
Yeah. Frightening. I don't think that's what we were supposed to talk about here. Oh, yeah. We've got poll questions. We've got a Twitter page. Do you know how those work?
It's one of those things where I'm scared of it, but I understand it.
At Sinner Saint 1080, there is a poll question. You can play along. Will Darkins, what is our poll question today?
So our poll question today has to relate with the whole Kawhi Leonard drama here. Reports are that Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. All right, Rip City fans, what should CJ McCollum Photoshop to bring Kawhi to Portland? And again, this is referencing the time CJ McCollum Photoshopped a Blazers jersey, Blazers uniform on Carmelo Anthony this last offseason. Okay. Options, we got Kawhi in hipster gear. We got Kawhi on Mike Bibby's body. I don't know how that happened.
Did you see pictures of Mike Bibby this week?
No, I haven't.
Did you not pull it? It's everywhere. It was unavoidable.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Mike Bibby is like a different person. He looks like Barry
Mike
Bonds.
Bibby body hot. Oh, sorry. Just oh my God.
How did you pull it up? You put it on the poll question.
He looks. Oh.
Yeah.
God, he looks like he's in better shape now.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing.
Than he was when he was. Well, he's juicing, obviously.
Clearly.
God.
Anyway, so what are
he
the.
He didn't even look that good in Arizona. Okay.
Sorry. Back to the poll question.
Sorry. I got distracted by his hot body. 25% say they want to see Kawhi with Dame in the club. And 41% overwhelmingly want CJ McCollum to do that really stupid thing again of putting a Blazers jersey on Kawhi Leonard. Because that did work really well the first time.
That's how they got Carmelo Anthony to come and be a Blazer.
Which we also had somebody tweet at us, you forgot an option of CJ McCollum in a Spurs jersey.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Because that is what's going to have to happen if the Blazers even hope to land Kawhi Leonard.
Are we really going to pretend that he's coming to Portland?
We have one of the most attractive offers.
Do we?
I
CJ for so. CJ for
CJ throw a player in and a pick. I think that's attractive. I mean, you replace Kawhi Leonard, who's probably what ranked one or two as the best two way player in the league.
Sure,
with a really dynamic scorer. Say throw in Al-Farouq Aminu in a pick. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want him for a 1-year rental though? Is that what you're willing to throw in?
I think if you got a 1-year rental, you could probably advance to the Western Conference Finals, and that might convince him.
But what happens when he gets his feelings hurt and decides not to play for the year?
I don't think that's going to happen.
It just happened.
I mean, you got Terry Stotts, who's like Mr. Player's coach, right?
Sure. You have Damian Lillard, who is a guy that's going to go out and be the vocal leader of the team, so he wouldn't have to assume that role, because as we mentioned, he does not like to speak.
No.
And if he does have to speak, he does not like to, you know, have any voice inflection whatsoever. So he just can be monotone and sit there, and Dame can do be his mouthpiece.
I guess so. I mean, the talk now is, okay, he wants to go to the Lakers. So this all stems from the ESPN report that came out.
Multiple reports. I mean, the reports are coming from at least three sources.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday, that basically said Kawhi Leonard now wants out of San Antonio. The Lakers are his
preferred destination, but he does not have a no-trade clause.
No.
He does not get to pick where he goes. So he can end up being anywhere.
So basically the Lakers are looking at this as, if we can land Kawhi Leonard, then that's going to lure LeBron James, which will then lure Paul George, because it's a trade and they still have enough cap room to sign two dudes.
Two super dudes.
But if you are the Lakers, you have to give up probably Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. I mean,
you think that's the trade capital, and the Blazers are going to trade CJ, throw in a piece and a trade
and a pick? Yeah, I think that's fair.
But you think that's a better offer than throwing in two?
I don't know. Lonzo Ball can't shoot. He literally can't shoot. I think his shooting percentage was 33% from three this past season. That's not good.
Yeah, but have you heard his dad talk about him? He's the greatest basketball player ever. Oh, he's better than Jordan.
Well, and the whole thing also, did you see this week also that he and Kyle Kuzma did diss tracks at each other?
Yes. And then everybody got upset, so they did compliment.
Compliment tracks?
Yeah, and they went back at each other.
Is that a real thing?
I think so. They were praising one another. Yes, I was able to avoid clicking on
I don't think you, no way that happened. Were you reading that on The Onion?
No, that they did. Yeah.
They did compliment tracks?
I don't know if they actually did them, but they ended up, because they were on Twitter just trashing each other, and the organization came to them and goes, you guys need to calm down with this.
Yeah.
So then they went over the top compliments. Yeah, it's delightful.
I don't want to get anywhere near that organization. Get me out of there if I'm LeBron James.
Can you imagine actually seeing LeBron James, though, in a Lakers uniform? There's something about that is revolting to me.
I don't know. I never imagined that he could be in a Heat uniform. I thought that was kind of pie in the sky. And then, like, week into free agency, it was like, okay, this is going to happen.
I don't think... I mean, there wasn't nearly the speculation going into that. I think everybody thought that he was going to stay in Cleveland.
Man, really?
I think so.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember, but I don't think Miami was like a big option.
Well, after a week, you started to kind of see pieces move. Like Miami was unloading a bunch of stuff, and then Chris Bosh was opting out of his deal, and you were kind of like, oh, I see what's happening here.
Yeah.
I know what's about to happen.
I don't know, but... I don't picture him leaving the East. If you're LeBron James, I don't know why you would go out West and, you know, have to fight the Warriors for a spot in a championship. At least if you go through the East, you know that you can get there. I mean, he's done it if you can do it with this team, you can basically do it with anybody.
Yeah. And that's the sentiment, right?
And I would think if you're San Antonio, if you're going to ship off Kawhi Leonard, you don't want to have to play him. I mean, San Antonio is going to have to rebuild a little bit. I mean, he's their centerpiece, but they're still a playoff team without him this year. He played 9 games. And they're still, you know, I mean, what were they, the 6th seed, 7th seed?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I mean,
they're still a playoff team. And if you can get something back for them, they're going to be a better team next year. And you assume if Popovich sticks around for a couple more years, you can get that team rebuilt. But I wouldn't trade a superstar of that caliber within the same conference. It's kind of what Indiana did, right? They're like, well, all right, we don't want to play against you. Go out West. Wouldn't you have to do the same thing?
I don't know if you would. I really don't think you would. Because I think if you found the right pieces to kind of fit in with everything, the other thing you really have to consider here is Greg Popovich's timeline. Because after his wife's death, it is now kind of seeming like he's not going to be as involved with the organization as he is now. I mean, he's the head coach, and I think he acts as the GM too, making most personnel decisions. And so he's getting on there in age, and you'd have to think within the next 5 years, there's going to be a transition where you go from this Popovich Belichick type of style of operating a team, which is everybody buys in, nobody is a star, quote unquote, or acts like one. You need to be disciplined, you need to follow the plan, and that's how you'll succeed, to just another run-of-the-mill NBA team. I mean, nothing stands out in San Antonio other than the fact that Greg Popovich was there leading the ship the whole time.
Yeah, but how much was
it? You
had
Tim Duncan.
Well, yeah, but but how much of it is just getting the player that buys in? I mean, is Belichick, because we do this all the time where we go, is it Belichick or is it Brady? Like, which one is it that makes them great? But why can't it just be the guys are a perfect fit for one another? Because I think Tim Duncan and Popovich were made for each other. I mean, you won't see another star like Tim Duncan, I don't think, in our lifetime, where I know we won't see another Jordan and we won't see another LeBron. I get all that. But Tim Duncan was one of those guys that was, you know, didn't need the spotlight, didn't need any of that. We thought that was Kawhi Leonard, but obviously he's more sensitive. And the stories say that, you know, Popovich would be able to just scream at Tim Duncan often more than anybody else, because it was his way of going, hey, listen, if I'm going to yell at the star like this, you guys will fall in line because of it. And Kawhi Leonard doesn't have that same gumption. Outwardly, I thought he was the same guy. He's quiet. He didn't really have a desire for the spotlight. He's a perfect fit for there. But it's a lot of it's just chemistry, where you have a head coach who gets all of this praise, but maybe he just got lucky and got a guy that fit his personality.
couple of Dennis Rodman stories from the text line 55305. After a Sonics game at a strip club, Dennis, Scotty, and unnamed bull number 23, Dennis grabs two bottles from behind the bar and five girls and just sat on stage.
Yeah. You just run into him. I remember back in 79, I was hanging out backstage at Salt 2. Talks between, I don't know what that name is.
Brezhchev and yes. Carter with Rodman.
Yeah. We drank Billy beers with Billy Carter.
You know, the funny thing to me, Rodman slapped Brezhchev around, almost started World War III. Thankfully, he got along with Jong-un this time. I blame the psychopathic qualities of Billy Beer. I feel like every single thing with Dennis Rodman that has to involve with like a crazy story is always, it's always like getting really, really drunk and somehow stumbling into political activity.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it is just, I mean, the guy wore a wedding dress on the cover of what, ESPN the magazine or Sports Illustrated or something? I mean,
No, he did it in public.
Well, I know, but didn't he end up on the cover of a magazine too?
Yeah, he might have. I mean, I just remember the thing where he came out in the middle of Madison Square with a wedding dress on and everybody thought it was insane. That was when he was also dating Karma and Electra.
Yep.
You remember how hot she was?
Yeah, I do. I've got proof of it. It's on the internet. Have you heard about this thing?
All right, I'm going to compare Carmen Electra 2018 with now.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, jeez. I have to hold
not
on.
Not as wait. Hot.
Really? That's interesting.
Well, okay. All right. She's not as hot in a way that you can tell she's trying to stay hot, and it's not working.
Okay.
That's. I mean, that's only natural that when you get older, you try to stay hot, and you can't. And she's also with some dude that looks like he doesn't fit in his suit.
Let's talk some baseball. We'll do that next. First, the news. So at this point, Will, you're coming up to me and you're telling me what's happening with the Seattle Mariners and what's going on in baseball. Are they getting you a little bit?
They've piqued my interest.
Your interest has been piqued. Guy that hates baseball. This is a fun weekend for you. You hate baseball, you hate soccer, and you hate golf. Those are all the big stories.
What do you have there? Also found a Playboy with Carmen Electra naked.
In Playboy?
Yeah, from the 90s.
Where'd you find that?
Well, you gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
You gave it to Marcus to then give to me.
Actually, I made Marcus dig it out. For some reason, in this studio, there's a box of old Playboys.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was brought to my attention that there was a Carmen Electra one in there, so I had Marcus dig it out.
Yeah.
Marcus is supposed to be learning stuff, but he's just complaining that he's not on the air. So, Marcus, you want to say hi?
He can't hear you.
Okay.
He's in the other studio.
Oh, did he leave?
Oh, no, he's over there.
Worthless.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who did you consider, like, a real hottie in the 80s?
In the 80s?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a kid in the 80s. I was 9 years old.
You were 9 years old. You weren't thinking about hotties.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to recall who I thought. I remember thinking Tiffany was hot. Madonna.
Mall Tiffany?
Yeah, Mall Tiffany. But as
a
kid.
Would you have rather been with 80s Madonna or 90s Carmen Electra?
90s Jenny McCarthy.
That's a kind of crazy I don't want to get involved with.
Well, yeah, but that's because you know what happened to her later on. But in the 90s, singled out Jenny McCarthy.
That show was great.
Yeah, she was pretty fantastic. That was my 90s girl. Yeah. Anyways, so, okay, easy. Move on. Anyways, Seattle Mariners.
Yes.
I explained to you that I was like, nobody needs, we've talked about this plenty of times, nobody needs a playoff run more than the Seattle Mariners.
I thought you were about to say, nobody needs to talk about the Seattle Mariners.
Well, there's an element to that. But there's all this talk about how baseball is dying, and then we see that, you know, there's a little bit of talk about Portland getting a baseball team, and all of a sudden baseball fans come out of the woodwork. You've already said that if we get a team, you're going to become a fan.
Oh, yeah, buying hat first day.
Yeah, so I've been pestering you about the Mariners just because they're, I mean, right now they are on a roll. And last night, I think, was a perfect example of how this team is different than Mariners teams that we've seen in the past. And just kind of the way you watch. I mean,
are they? That's the question I'll present to you. Sure. Are they really that different?
Well, listen, they're going to probably collapse in the next month or whatever. And I'll look like a fool for this. But No, I think it is because you get contributions from absolutely everyone on this team. So right now they're winning 75% of their games since Robinson Cano, their best player, had to be suspended for 80 games for steroids.
I thought it was because he broke his hand.
Well, he broke his hand. It was going to be out for a little while. And then during his stint on the disabled list, they're like, oh, yeah, and by the way, all those masking agents been taken. Well, no, because it was from a preseason test. Right. So he could have saved his hand if he did just.
I thought they just suspended him because his hand was broken. They said, you need a rest.
Seemed like a good idea. No, so he leaves and the team has gotten better, but they made a trade for Denard Span and they get Alex Colome, two guys from Tampa Bay. Colome is now their eighth inning relief. And you have Denard Span, who's another outfielder because they moved D. Gordon into second base. And Denard Span is your guy that gets up in a big situation. You're playing against the Boston Red Sox, who are the best team in baseball so far this year. And you start out with a 3-0 lead, and then that falls apart quickly when your best pitcher all year, James Paxton, has a blow-up inning. Well, they had two errors in the inning, and then just things get spiraled out of control. You have a 6-run inning. It's chased early.
Now, who came in for Paxton then? Who relieved him?
Rob Whalen came in, who was just up from AAA. And he said it was like the World Series. Because you just leave Tacoma and you come into a packed Safeco Field and all that energy is going. But because the Mariners are on a roll, you have guys like Whalen and you have guys like Denard Span who are just like, you don't want to let your teammates down. And they don't rely on just one thing. Their defense has been great. I know that they had two errors last night. I think they had three errors last night. But you have a team that is so reliant on one another, and they're just really fun to watch. Scott Service said later this week, it's like, if you don't like watching this team, you don't like watching baseball. But they do a little bit of everything. I mean, D. Gordon on the base paths, Mitch Haniger, some of the defensive plays he's made. Mitch Haniger's got 11 game-winning hits.
Well, now, don't they have the most one-run wins of any team in the league right now?
22-10 in one-run games.
I mean, you're right. It's a really exciting team to watch. I guess one of the things is that you don't have that personality to attach to. I know James Paxton early, everybody was getting on because Paxton's had a great season so far.
Sure.
But that's going to kind of be the thing that will deter my interest with the Mariners, even if they do make the playoffs, which is, who do I attach myself to?
Gene Segura is right now second in the league in hitting. He's hitting like 340 something. I don't know what his numbers are after last night. And Mitch Haniger has been lights out in clutch situations, but D. Gordon's another guy that you can attach yourself to. I think you need to sit down and watch them as a team and you'll realize how good they are to root for as a team. Ryan Healy, former Oregon Duck, is, you know, on the team. And he was doing an interview earlier this week that I was listening to. And he was just talking about how much fun they are in the dugout. And you have guys like Nelson Cruz, who isn't necessarily having the greatest year that he's ever had, but you know, he can go out and have these two home run games that help boost the team. Then he can disappear for a couple games and everything isn't on the shoulders of the big hitters in the middle of the lineup. Kyle Seager's having an off year. Robinson Cano is suspended and Nelson Cruz has been great in moments, but he hasn't been super consistent. The Mariners have leaned on those guys for the last 3 or 4 years and Felix Hernandez, who's also having a down year. So you've got all of these guys that have been the core of the team and that has kind of shifted. And I think you're right that there's not necessarily the one guy that you can do it, but I think that's a good thing for baseball.
I don't know. I mean, it's the implosion, right?
Yeah.
We're waiting.
Yeah. Well, and listen,
I think I heard something too that the Mariners are only like, and this might've been last month. They were only like two games better than they were this time last year. And that might've been a couple months ago, but or maybe even just a month ago. And I was kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. Cause
yeah, but May and June, that's when they've really,
it's
really
July
it
and August time where it starts to kind of go, oh, they're not that great. They kind of burn out. Now I'll tell you what, Scott Service, if they do keep this up, he'll win some award.
Yeah. He'll get manager of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question. And Jerry DePoto's done a good job putting these pieces together. And the interesting thing that happens in baseball is when you get to the trade deadline, just figuring out what your team's going to do. But he was even preemptive with that, going out and getting another bullpen arm and then getting, you know, another outfielder has been big. So it's fun. It's a fun ride right now. And if you haven't been checking in on it this weekend, they've got two more against the Red Sox. Then on Tuesday, they start a series against the Yankees. So if they can make it through this stretch, and last night was as good a baseball game as you'll watch as far as the back and forth and playing against one of the best teams in baseball from the go and hang on. So if you haven't done it, I implore you to tune into the Seattle Mariners. I know we've got
and then promptly take a nap after the third inning.
Hey, take a nap in the third inning, wake up for the fifth. Wake up in the seventh.
Where am I?
Hey, listen, I've done many a baseball game naps. There's nothing wrong with that. But you've got, I know you've got Beavers baseball. You've got the U.S. Open. But if Dustin Johnson keeps pulling away, that's not going to be great. There's no U.S. in the World Cup. Find yourself with a Mariners game. I don't think you'll be too terribly disappointed.
The text line is
mad at us for baseball.
No, they're throwing their opinion in on some hotties of decades.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Some of them say 80s. I think they meant Heather Locklear, but they said Heater Locklear.
Oh, Heater Locklear, though. Have you seen her? That's Heather Locklear that smokes. Super. She's a little trashier, so she's like more gettable.
Smoking Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
And it's not just that, like, she's in some pictures. Like, she's a chain smoker.
Oh, yeah. No, she's like lighting one cigarette off the other. She coughs in the morning. She hacks up a whole cigarette and lights it for breakfast.
She can't do events indoors. Like, she needs to be outside because she has to be lighting up like every 5 minutes.
55305, your hotties of the 80s and 90s. We'll get to those in hour two. Next, we got to get to good versus evil.
Have you been too busy to keep up on sports this week?
What has happened today? What has happened? What has happened to the national interest?
No time to form your own opinions?
I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times.
Well, no worries, brah. Let the sinner and the saint shred the gnar while you just sit back and ride the wave. It's time for Good versus Evil, brought to you by the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants, 808 on 1080 The Fan.
Kind of heard, you know, that he was making that choice. You know, I'm really gonna not wish he was here, and that would be nice. But we're focused on the guys that are here, and see how that goes.
That was crappy audio of Pete Carroll.
That was crappy audio.
Yeah. I can admit my mistakes.
Fine.
It's also everybody's creepy uncle that gives way too long of hugs.
I don't see that so much.
Seahawks head coach is going
through the perfect amount of hug.
The Seahawks head coach is going through another mini camp, except this time without Pro Bowl safety Earl Thomas. Carroll says he wishes Thomas was there, but I'm sure Earl thinks differently. He's entering the last year of a four-year, $40 million deal and wants a sizable restructure of his existing contract. Earl Thomas is 29 years old. Would you pay Earl more money during a rebuild?
Is it a rebuild?
Yes.
And who's better than Earl Thomas at safety?
I don't know, but it is a rebuild.
Based
definitely
on what?
A rebuild.
Definitely a rebuild. Rebuilds, again,
Who's your second best wide receiver?
Tyler Lockett.
I think it's Brandon Marshall.
Yes, okay. How many teams have a worse quarterback situation than the Seahawks? A lot.
A couple.
I don't think you rebuild when you have a franchise quarterback. I think you try to reload, and I would pay Earl Thomas. I don't know if there's a better safety in the NFL. I know he's 29 and he's had a couple injuries recently with the shoulder and the leg, but I don't see it being anything that's chronic. It's not a knee or something that he continues to blow out. I would pay him the money because at this point you do have a very young team around him. I don't think there's a whole lot of other guys that need to go out and pay a lot of money to. You'd like to see Tyler Lockett locked up, Dwayne Brown, Frank Clark, but I don't think they're going to draw the same kind of money. So I think you can afford to re-sign Earl Thomas one more time.
That just shows it right there alone that, you know, that's the only thing that matters to him and everybody up here, which is why we've had the success we've had.
Very few teams ever sweep in the finals. It's kind of historic. How important was that to you guys with the sweep to leave the exclamation mark on that?
It's a mood. It's definitely a mood for sure.
That was three-time NBA champion and professional nut kicker Draymond Green talking
about...
Was that
Swag interviewing him?
Kind of sounded like Swag. He was talking about how much Klay Thompson helped Golden State Warriors win their third title in 4 years. And, you know, the fact they have three future Hall of Famers on one roster.
Four.
Oh, right. Four, I guess.
And five.
If you throw in that child.
And Iguodala is probably on there, too.
Green was also in the news this week because he refused to sign an extension with the Warriors and wait till 2020 to cash in on a potential Supermax deal. Green signed a five-year deal in 2015 worth $82 million, leaving about $12 million on the table. Is this the slow unraveling of a dynasty that has just begun?
It'll have to happen at some point. I mean, championships are great, but I would think that each time you win another championship, it doesn't have that same shine on it. I know it'd be great to, you know, be the first four-peat ever or whatever, you know, whatever their end goal is. But you saw this year that there were some kind of frayed edges on their season, and David West and Sean Livingston kind of made reference to it in post-game interviews where, you know, it wasn't as easy. Steve Kerr looked a little frazzled at times. it's going to happen, and you never know how. I mean,
who do you get rid of first, Draymond Green or Klay Thompson?
What do you get back in return? I don't think you let guys.
Who do you let go in free agency to retain Kevin Durant or add new pieces?
That's tough because that's two of your best defenders. I would probably let Klay go first, but that's reluctant.
There goes pretty much half your shooting.
Yeah, but you have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant can make up for the scoring that Klay Thompson can, but you can't make up for the defense that Draymond does. He can guard every position on the floor.
It was pretty cool, you know, trying to get my chemistry down with some of my teammates, most of my receivers. It was a great day today, I felt. You know, it's still things I can go over. You know, I'm a rookie. I'm still learning, you know, just going day by day. But, yeah, I still got to work.
That was Heisman winner and C-minus version of Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson. Reports out of the Ravens minicamp say the quarterback, receiver, slash punt returner, slash gimmick player has been seen on the field at the same time as Joe Flacco.
What?
Wait, is that possible?
What?
Baltimore has listed the number 32 overall pick as a quarterback, but many believe he will make the transition to receiver at a certain point. But reports say he has been taking second string QB reps. He even took some first string reps to end out the week.
First string or first team?
Does this seem like something that would actually work in today's NFL? Lamar Jackson, Joe Flacco, same field, offense somehow centered around that.
Do we still do the Wildcat in the NFL?
Sometimes.
It's pretty
rare. It's rare, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of phased out. It's one of these gimmick things where I guess part of me applauds John Harbaugh for trying to think outside of the box, but when you get to the regular season, I think you need guys that you can rely on that position. It'd be interesting to see. You don't want to put Joe Flacco in a position where he's going to get lit up by a safety. I guess that's the big fear. They lined him up at wide receiver. They moved Flacco out wide and put Lamar Jackson in the backfield. That's the part that I don't fully understand, how you really have him as a threat.
And I'd like to show any fan who thinks that's a good idea footage of Jay Cutler. You remember that last year where they motioned him out to wide out and he just stood there? He didn't even pretend to like run around. He just stood and watched.
Well, everybody remembers Nick Foles catching a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. Does everybody remember Tom Brady whiffing on one?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Time for my favorite story of the week.
I'm very excited.
This one comes from Canada.
Ooh.
A Canadian clarinetist.
Okay.
Has won 300.
You've got my attention.
Yeah. Has won $350,000 Canadian dollars in damages after his ex-girlfriend sabotaged his music career by impersonating him. So,
Wait, what?
Huh?
Sounded like you said that he was awarded $350,000 because his girlfriend ruined his career by impersonating him.
That is correct.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay, I need more.
So, Mr. Arvin Momovitz applied for a valuable scholarship at the Colborne Conservatory of Music in Los Angeles in 2014. He flew to California to audition for the course leader, sent a letter telling them he was successful, but they never received his message, I guess. The email was intercepted by Miss Lee, who was a flute student studying alongside this guy in Montreal, and she replied to the music school saying he would not accept as he would be elsewhere. So basically, he went, auditioned, was friggin' awesome.
And got the offer, but the girlfriend turned it down.
But the girlfriend took it because she was so damn jealous that he broke up with her. So this is some breakneck, you know,
yeah,
culture here, man.
Yeah.
Like this guy was a BA when it came to being a clarinetist.
Yeah.
And he was getting some flute strange on the side.
Well, sure. I mean, obviously. I mean, yes. Listen, nobody pulls in flute like the clarinet. No?
Is that a joke?
I don't know. Maybe. I thought that's where you were going. I was just trying to simplify what you were saying.
Sure where I was going with it. I'm impressed that at this level, you could be that good of a clarinetist that you're just, you know, you got girls left and right.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Of course.
Apparently.
Yeah. So anyways, is there a question that you're posing? Is there a conversation starter that you're trying to get
to? I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, I appreciate that, Will. That's
well,
fantastic.
I appreciate your crappy story.
We can rely on you for your favorite story being bizarre every week. This has been Good vs. Evil. It's brought to you by our friends at 808, the Titan of Hawaiian restaurants. Two locations, 2454 East Burnside or 52nd and Woodstock. The World Cup is going on. Everyone is enamored by it. The U.S. Open. all the dads in the land. Father's Day weekend is the U.S. Open. Why Will loves them both. Next, Sinner and Saint, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.